All righty, welcome on back. BetMGM, the Night Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. We will get to, we've already got a handful of callers on hold. We've got a text that has come through regarding biggest upset you've ever seen in the history of sports. This on the heels of Yannick Sinner at minus 50,000 on the money line pre-match. And then crushing his opponent in the third set in the French Open today, succumbing to the Paris heat and getting knocked out of the French Open as a also pre-tournament minus 300 favorite, second biggest of all time. What's the greatest upset you've seen in the history of sports? We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to your texts. 310-840-4910. Also taking your calls and texts on anti-tanking and NBA draft lottery ideas off of the news that the NBA is changing their draft lottery odds for next year, where if you're one of the worst three teams, you have worse odds than 4 through 10. So we'll get to those calls and texts in just a bit. But if you're looking to take your MLB action to the next level this season, Boosted Odds are here to crank up every pitch, swing, and home run. BetMGM is hooking you up with your very own MLB Odds Boost token. Just add any MLB bet to your bet slip, activate your Odds Boost token, and lock it in. If your bet hits, you're cashing out with an even bigger payout. Since we have a couple of games only left to start on the docket tonight for baseball, two of which start in the next 10 minutes, we figured that we would give ourselves as good of a chance again to go a perfect 4 for 4 like we did last night. Let's go streaking.
We won a game yesterday. We win one today. That's two in a row. We win one tomorrow. That's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
We're going streaking!
All righty, you know the premise by now. We go around the crew. Everybody picks one batter that they think will correctly get a hit. Yesterday, I had Juan Soto. He went Yahtzee. Brad had Goldschmidt. He got a knock. Combs had Ben Rice. He got a knock. And Monty had Freddie Freeman. He went deep in his first at-bat. So all four of those guys to get a hit was plus 272 last night on BetMGM. We pulled off the 4 for 4. We're looking to do it again tonight. And Brad, you've got an active streak rolling here, so why don't you kick us off? Who are you going with?
Oh, let's play the history card, Pat. Let's go with a guy from H-Town. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots for old school R&B fans. Yordan Alvarez taking on the Texas Rangers. And I think he is going to extend my streak yet to another game. And the reason being is this. A storied past against Nathan Eovaldi. 12 of 23. It's a fine 22 batting average against him with nearly a 1,500 OPS. Alvarez has got a hit in four of his last five games. He's batting 381 against Texas this season. He's batting 412 over the last 7 days. And as well, you look at Eovaldi, a guy that's given up a 37-point higher batting average against left-handed hitters, which Yordan is. Eovaldi also allowed a 41.5% hard hit rate this year. So blast off with Yordan Alvarez, and hopefully I'm going to go streak it again.
Yeah, and I think we had an error on the stat sheet, because I'm pretty sure you had an active streak. I think it was just you and Monty, or maybe I was wrong. I thought you had an active streak going into last night, so I just changed that. I thought your streak was at 2. Am I wrong? Did you just start a fresh streak yesterday?
I have a memory of a goldfish. I will take your word for it.
Okay, well, if I'm wrong, we can change it. But I did think you were at 2 going into tonight. Either way, I like the pick. I like that you're going with Yordan Alvarez. Those head-to-head numbers are stunning. I've got some pretty good head-to-head numbers in my guy as well. Give me George Springer of the Toronto Blue Jays batting leadoff in Baltimore tonight against the Orioles. Chris Bassett on the mound. Mr. Bassett, the Bassett Hound, he's got a 5.51 ERA. He's got a whip of 1.67 this year. He's given up 60 hits in 47 innings. He's given up 6 hits or more in 8 of his 10 starts this year. And George Springer, batting leadoff, is 8 for 20 lifetime against him. That's a 400 batting average. He's also got 2 bombs. And Mr. Springer, he has gone hitless in 3 out of the last 4 games. You could say he's due, but before that, he went on a lengthy hitting streak of 6 games in a row. So overall, in the last couple of weeks, he's really started to turn it up after a slow start, and he's got the head-to-head numbers, and Bassett gives up hits like they're going out of style. Give me George Springer to make it 2 in a row for me. All right, let's get to producer Brandon Combs. He's looking to make it three in a row. He had Ben Rice yesterday. MVP. MVP. Combs, who are you rocking with tonight?
Staying away from the New York Yankees because they don't play tonight. I'm going to go with Josh Jung of the Texas Rangers. Look, 26 hits in 28 games against the Houston Astros. He's got hits in each of the last two games against the Houston Astros, and he's been the Rangers' most consistent hitter all season long. I'm going to go with Josh Jung tonight against the Astros.
Okay, very good. And let's get it to our VP, our video producer, Monty Michael Montgomery, the owner and operator of batters-box.com. The hyphen, don't look now. Monty's starting to creep up just a bit on his longest streak, which was 14. He's at 5 in a row. Monty, who are you going with tonight?
Yeah, give me one of these early games. Give me Brandon Lau against our Chicago Cubs. Everybody but Pat here is a Cubs fan. I think he's going to get it done against Colin Ray tonight. He's my second highest rated hitter on the board. An elite rating against Ray. He's been horrible on the road this season and versus lefties. Hard contact over 45% in both splits. Barrel rate over 10% in both splits. Two trends I like. 81 games for Lau with an elite rating. He's getting a hit 80% of the time. And then Ray has faced over 100 elite rated hitters with 63% of them getting a hit. So not as great as the first one, but still good. And then Lau has an expected batting average of at least 271 against 89% of Ray's pitch mix. So everything lining up a lot like it did yesterday when he went deep. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes deep again.
Oh, Monty's calling his shot, baby. Calling his shot. All righty. So I got George Springer. Brad's got Yordan Alvarez. Brando's got Josh Jung. Monty's got Brandon Lau. And Brad, if you put those four guys together and they all get a hit again tonight, what are we looking at with our friends at BetMGM?
Oh, cool. Plus 294. As always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
All righty, let's get to some of your calls here, and then we'll get to some of your texts. 310-840-4910. Tom is up next in Erie, PA on line one on BetMGM tonight. Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call, and congrats on your four-man parlay yesterday.
Thank you, brother.
Before my take real quick, I just want, hey, Brad, I have a new nickname for Kyler Murray, a suggestion for you. Instead of Dachshund of the Desert, he can be the mini Dachshund of Minnesota.
I like that.
Outstanding. Book it, man. I will definitely run with that in one of my columns. Well done.
But, hey, so my take on tanking and the NBA draft, here's something that I don't understand with all these percentages and formulas. I mean, the NCAA has, you know, the big dance, and they have a couple other tournaments going on. The NBA already has an in-season tournament. So why don't they just have the teams that don't make the playoffs have a tournament for the draft order? Where you finish in the tournament is the pick you get. And nothing is going to be for certain except for the fact that the NBA is going to make even more money off the playoff games on TV.
Yeah, look, Tom, that's a good idea. The only thing is, if you're still there, Tom, how would they do that when if it's the beginning of the season, or would it be the end of the season, like right before the NBA playoffs began? Is that what you would want? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just end the season. Just have it on off nights or earlier times and put it on TV. Let the last 10 teams in it, you know, seed them how they are and have some little series going on, and whoever advances and gets the spot gets the pick.
Interesting.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it, Tom. I appreciate the call. Soccer does kind of something like that, Brad, where I know, for example, in the German league, in the Bundesliga, they will take the two worst teams get relegated to the second tier of German soccer no matter what. The third worst team and the top two teams from the second league get promoted into the Bundesliga no matter what. But then you have the third worst team from the top tier plays the third best team from the second tier, and whoever wins that, go, you know, if the third worst team in the top tier wins, they stay. If the third best team in the second tier wins, they get bumped up. So it would be kind of something similar to that. I know we're not actually doing relegation in the NBA, but I guess I wouldn't hate it, right? Because, you know, the only thing I worry about is that it would teams still not give a damn about the regular season because they know that as soon as that tournament starts, the draft tournament, if you will, they can then turn it on to try to win the number one pick. That would be my only concern. Because I still do think you want to place an emphasis on the regular season. And so if you tell teams, hey, as long as you're one of the 10 worst teams, you're going to be in this tournament, you're going to have tanking. And then these teams will try to play well to try to win that number one pick. In a vacuum, it's good. But again, I think the whole point is to place as much emphasis on the regular season as possible. And so I think you'd probably take some of that away if you had this tournament after the season ended. Although, again, on its own, I don't hate the idea.
I don't either. And Tom hit the nail right on the head. You're going to make more money. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the almighty dollar. People are going to tune in and watch it. I know the it's an imperfect system. Nothing is going to be, ironclad to say the least. But yeah, man, if you had like a single elimination format, NCAA tournament style, with the teams that miss the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you got a superstar that's come back from injury, or he's been resting for like the last couple of weeks. Oh, that would raise the entertainment factor, and surely people would probably fill out brackets and bet on it. And that would definitely raise the ratings, raise the profits, and of course, just rake in more cash for the National Basketball Association. I'm game for it.
All right, 310-840-4910. We also asked you to start the show. What's the greatest sports upset you've ever seen after Yannick Sinner got knocked out of the French Open today? Stunning betting odds that he was implied to win by 99.8%. And then on top of that, had a huge lead before his body basically physically collapsed. Let's get to Mark, who's in Myrtle Beach, next up on BetMGM tonight. Mark's on line two, wants to talk about the biggest upset he's seen. What's up, Mark?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on. I would say the biggest upset I saw in my lifetime was Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that's going to be a popular one, Mark. We appreciate the call, man. Now, Brad, I was not alive for Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. But in 1990, you were. And so do you remember watching that? Did you see it live? Do you remember what that night or the day after was like? Because, again, it happened at the Tokyo Dome in Japan. So I don't know what time the fight was in the States. But do you remember that?
I was a ripe 12 years old, and I do remember going to bed, and I knew that fight was going down. It was Mike Tyson. Everybody knew when he was going to step in the ring and beat the crap out of somebody, and nobody really knew who Buster Douglas was. He thought it was going to be a punching bag. Then I woke up the next day, and to my dismay, to my utter shock, my jaw dropped to the floor. I said, Tyson lost? Is this real? Is this a joke? No, it indeed was real. I put on SportsCenter, and that was front page news. That was a headline. Everybody kept talking about it. It was jarring. It was flooring. Definitely in the running for the greatest upset in sports history, bar none. Buster Douglas somehow, in relatively quick fashion, taking out Mike Tyson there in Tokyo.
Yeah, 42-1, I think, was the consensus odds of Buster Douglas going into that fight, 42-1, aka plus 4,200. So if you put $100 down thinking that Buster Douglas was going to win that fight, you were clinically insane. You were also a genius, and that probably netted you just over $4,000. And that's the thoughts, by the way, of the one text message that we have so far on the show. And that's from Stockton Steve. He also just said, Buster Douglas. And so we've got two for Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. You mentioned UMBC taking down Virginia, first ever 16-1. For me, the upset that I witnessed today with my very eyes, Juan Manuel Cerúndolo taking Yannick Sinner out of the French Open, and especially from the deepest hole that you could be in the match, one of the greatest upset I've ever seen. 310-840-4910. We'll get more of your calls, more of your texts when we come back. And also, talk a little baseball, Major League Baseball. The owners submitted their counterproposal today, and boy, was it disrespectful. 310-840-4910. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight at Westwood One Sports.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.